not a foodie, you know, even they're not gonna set it out nowhere. So they can give. They have a place over here, and it isn't where I left exactly where I live at, but they have a line. And a lot of places I see lines, they be giving out food. They be giving out by the tons. And we must pray for these people. We must continue to pray. It's a prayer verse, supernatural focus. Unity, fruitfulness, and fullness. Hallelujah. Ephesians 2. Hallelujah. Amen. 2 and 7. 2 and 7. Glory to the Lamb of God. And it said that in the age is to come, he might show exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. And by grace, you have been saved. By grace, you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. A lot of people think they have to work for salvation. The price has already been paid. But we was coming along back in the day, we was tearing, calling Jesus, 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 Jesus. Amen. And that's not written nowhere in the book. Amen. They say the apostles, people laid hands on them, they breathed on them, and they were saved and were filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Filled with the Holy Ghost. They just breathe on them. Sometimes you lay hands on them. It depends on what they're faithful. You just lay hands on them. I just speak the word and bam, that's it. It's not by the works. The price has already been paid. Jesus paid the price 2,000 years ago. There's nothing we can do but get on board and add on to what Jesus has done. He said that we would do greater works. And we are doing greater works. Look at us this morning, and we are here on 89 countries, preaching the gospel all over the world. They're listening. They want to hear about Jesus. They want to know about Jesus. They want to feel the love of God. Hallelujah. They want to have a better life. And the way for that to happen for them is for us to continue to preach the gospel, the true gospel, the unadulterated gospel, not watered down. Tell them the truth in love. When they wrong, you tell them with his mother, father, wife, husband, and children. Tell them the truth that we are held accountable. We must tell the truth in love. They might not like it, they might not like you, but they'll sooner or later they'll thank you for what you've done. Teach them how to, in what direction that they must go. Not what they should or wanted to, but the gospel is a guide. This God, they left this book here for directions. How to get to Jesus, how to become a servant of God, how to love people like Jesus loved them. Hey, my soul, this book got everything we need. If it ain't in this book, we don't need it. We need it. It's in this book. We need to know and express what once we get it, apply this word. Amen. Believe God. Trust him. He will bring you out. If he brought you out of other things, there's nothing too hard for God to do. There's no problem too big for him. God is bigger than the world. Hallelujah. He's bigger than the world. He's bigger than any problem you can ever have. Any storm that ever come up in your life. He's bigger than that. He's a problem solver. He's a healer. He's a deliverer. He's a savior. He's a keeper if you want to be kept. He's not going to keep you against your will if you don't want to be kept. If you don't want to be saved, don't want to live, he's not going to force it, but you have a conscience. If you go against the conscience, you don't want Jesus the way he wants you. He wants you in the back. He wants you, really wants you. Listen what he's done for us. He came to a Virgin Mary. And all of him, she carried him for 9 long months. And he was born. They called the crystals, but I don't, we, nobody really know what day it was. But he was born on a day, or maybe a night, who knows. But the thing is, he was born. He was raised up by his mother and his earthly father. And then Joseph was a covenant by trade, by Jesus. So Jesus helped his daddy out in carpentry, building houses or whatever, tables and chairs or whatever they were building. Amen. They knew him as, amen, as Joseph's son, the carpenter. But his name is Jesus. His name is Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. Hallelujah. Amen. He's all those names, but his name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Call on Jesus when you're in trouble. My goodness, my goodness. He's a loving God. He's a forgiving God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you for by grace you have been saved through faith and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. I'm going on 9 to 10, for we are his handiwork, we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk therein. Beforehand, God had all this planned out, what he wanted us to do. Each and every one of our lives are planned out differently, but we are to serve God. Before we was here, before the earth was even created, he had us in mind. We was in him when he thought about doing all these things. He had us in mind. When he gave you the gift that you have, the gift of singing, the gift of prophecy, the gift of healing, the gift of miracles, he had you in mind. He chose you. We didn't choose him, but he chose us. A lot of people are running. They don't want to serve God. They figure that some good will happen. All the bad things that have been happening to you before you gave your life to the Lord. You didn't have a God on your side, but he blessed you anyhow. Hallelujah. He rained on the just as well as the unjust. He just didn't rain on the just and didn't rain on the unjust. But it rained when the sun shines, it shines on everyone. Everyone. Not just a few people, because we say he just don't shine on us. He shines on the entire universe. Something he did. Hallelujah. It's not like, your father and your mother, they leave you the inheritance. That's for the family, for the children. That's not for the whole world, but that's for their children. A personal thing. Hallelujah. That's what parents do. Amen. But he had us in mind even before time. Hallelujah. Therefore, remember that you once Gentiles, that you once Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcised by what is called the circumcision made in the flesh by hand. Amen. Back then they had to cut the flesh from the private, but that was we call that uncircumcision. Hallelujah. The circumcision. But listen, uncircumcised, that's your heart, not being in repentance. Amen. And the New Testament is uncircumcision. Amen. If you haven't been saved, that your heart is still, dirty and nasty, hateful, and all those things that are in you. It was in us, in some of you who not saved, and in the ones in us who wasn't saved. But when we gave our lives to the Lord, we became circumcised. Hallelujah. Not by hand, but by the Spirit. Saved us and filled us. Gave us a new life. Gave us a new life, the way we should live. Hallelujah. My. Let's go to Luke 2:40. Hallelujah. I am grateful to be here today. I'm grateful for serving him, that he gave me a chance. He woke me this morning. It wasn't nothing that I've done to be worthy to be woken. I'm living by his grace. Amen. 2:40 says, the child grew and became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. We're talking about Jesus here. Hallelujah. Talking about Jesus. And the child grew and became strong in the spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Amen. He had a mission to do. He had an assignment. Hallelujah. Amen. As Apostle T.G. used to say, he had a mandate on his life. And he accomplished what he was set to do. And we have a mandate on our life. So let us accomplish the thing that God sent us to do. And if we don't finish it, somebody's going to pick up the thing that we left on, somebody will take up and continue on. Hallelujah. Let's go to Psalm 5. Hallelujah. We have a purpose for being here. Hallelujah. God just didn't put you here just to do what you want to do and go where you want to go. But he wants to enjoy this life godly. Listen, he put things here on the face for us to enjoy it, to have a good time. And then he wants to balance our lives out. Amen. To live, to do things. Hallelujah. To spend time with your family, your children, your grandchildren. Go on vacation. Amen. Take out some time and go. Listen, if the world gives us vacations on the job, don't you think God wouldn't mind if we had a vacation? He wouldn't mind. Matter of fact, he don't mind if we have a vacation. You need to run off sometime and get yourself refreshed and come back. Build yourself up and come back. More stronger than you was before. Because listen, being leaders is a task in itself. You have everybody's response, everybody's problem on you. All their problems, they bring them to you. And you got to pray for these people. That's the respectful. And then not only the people that's in the parliament ministry, but people outside. They call for you, they call for prayer. They call for counseling, for meeting. They call for you to do homegoings. As they can see, funerals and stuff. We'll call on to do just about everything, to dedications, hallelujah, for Christian babies and stuff. There's a whole lot beyond leaders. That's why we have to have people in the background to help you, because a leader can't do it all. You need a background. You need people in the background. And to do things that you don't have time to do and can't do. See to it that this is God. See to it that this is where it's supposed to be in this place. Everything in it is in his place. Everybody is in his or her place doing what God called them to do, what assignment the leader has given you. You have to work in unison in ministry. Hallelujah. Work in unison in ministry. In order for the ministry to grow, to prosper, for you to grow in ministry, you got to work in ministry behind. Place. Now, Jesus. Psalms 5:1-3. And it says, give ear to my word, O Lord, consider my meditation. Give heed to the voice of my cry. My King and my God, for to you I will pray. My voice you shall hear in the morning, O Lord. in the morning I will direct it to you. And I will look up. Hallelujah. The Lord will answer your prayers. He might not answer when you want them, but when you think he should be answered. But he is a prayer answering God.
Come on.
Before you pray, before you finish, he's already heard your petition. So we must pray. Amen. David prayed. That's why his enemies could not defeat him.
Come on.
He tried, but he couldn't do nothing with David. God taught him how to pray. Hallelujah. Amen. So we must pray. Patterns in prayer and spiritual breakthroughs. You must pray for those breakthroughs. Hallelujah. But let us go to Ezekiel 22. Ezekiel 22, 30. 22, 30 says, so I sought for a man among them who would make a wall and stand up and stand in the gap before me on the behalf of the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found no one. Hallelujah. He said he want intercessors. He want people to stand in the gap. But those who cannot stand for themselves, he wants to pray for our leaders, pray for our families, pray for our nation, pray for our president. Pray for the peace of Israel. Hallelujah. Pray for those countries, that the third world countries who are in turmoil. A-M-I-H-I, L-E-I-C, Kemal, like Israel, and like Jerusalem, like Ukraine, and pray for the third world country leaders, because they're headed in the wrong direction. They are communist leaders. They have got people all up on the different things, I mean, up on the pressure. They don't want them to serve God. They don't want to have no freedom. They want them to have absolute control over them, what they eat, where they go. And even in Haiti and in Cuba, hallelujah, when they shut off the internet, they shut the electric off, when people can't do nothing, they at the mercy of the leaders, and that's cruelty. My God. So we have a responsibility. We have a job. We have a mandate. And we pray for these people. And when we can, we send aid to them. We send money. Our president sends money to different and food and medicine to different countries, when they like Haiti and all in Ukraine and in Israel. They're happy. So that's what we're here. God said he blessed those who bless Israel. And those who curse Israel, he cursed them. But you came, Israel is God's special people. And we must take care and pray for those people. And remember, listen, one time we was the Gentiles. We wasn't even alive. They wasn't even alive against it. When Paul then brought the message to us, to the Gentiles, we accepted it and ran with it, because the Jews didn't accept Jesus when he first came to them. But when he came to us, we accepted him as Lord and Savior and creator of all heaven and earth. Amen. Let me read a little bit more here. My. We must especially, we must stand a break, a gap, or a breach. So we got to stand in there. When you see the devil coming, you got to stand there and pray. Feel that spot. Run him off. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Get out of here in the name of Jesus. God said, we cannot live by bread alone, but with every word of God that's proceeded out the mouth of God. We got to live by the word. When you live by the word, things will work out. The Lord is standing there. He got his arms wide open. When we rush in, he's there to help us. He's a shield. And a buckle of strong tower. He's our fortress. My, 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 Father. He fight those enemies who are too strong for us to fight. He's there. And we can call on our angels. We can call on Gabriel and Michael. Hey, listen, we got plenty of help. We got more force than we have against us. But a lot of times we just sit back and moan and complain, and nothing is going to happen as long as you're complaining. You got to pray the word. Pray the word. Keep praying till things change, till something happens, till you can see the change in that child, till you can see the change in your spouse. I'm a mom, husband or wife, you can see the change in them. It's continue to pray. It might not happen right now, maybe not next week or next year, but keep on praying. Pulling down on strongholds. Hallelujah. Amen. So let us pray. Ah, my. Let us pray. Let us pray. My God. My. Amos 9:11 says, show that the gap of breaches need to be repaired.
Come on.
The former verse refers to the physical and the spiritual ruins of Zion, and the latter to the tabernacle of David. In the present reference, standing in the gap is a metaphor for committed intercessors. There is a gap between God and man, and an intercessor tries to repair. So let us get done. Let us get it done. Let us stand. Hallelujah. He said, you sought for a man who will stand before me on the behalf of this clarity, identity. This phase, this passage, is intercession. No single phase in the scripture will accurate describing the works of the intercessor. And the phrase stand before me on the behalf of. The intercessor always come before God on the behalf of others. That's what we're meant to do. Amen. When you see a brother and sister, no matter who they are, we need to stand in the gap for them and pray for them. Not for them done for, but for them to be lifted up in the spirit. Hallelujah. When God can use them, when he can come back from work, when he has fallen to. Hallelujah. When you're fallen from them, when you're fallen to with prayer. And then keep praying. God is listening. And he wants us to do this for people. Not only for people, but for your children. For your people in the ministry, people in your neighborhood, your community, hallelujah, your people in the school, our children, praying for the people the people who over the school, the administrators. They got an agenda, and it's not all good for our children. And they got a horse in their heart. We need to attend to PTA meetings. We need to go to the board meeting to see what's going on and see what kind of thing you try to put out. And then you can stand up and say something against it. But hallelujah, to say something, you know, in reference to what they're doing, whether you like it or don't like it. My God, when we sit back and let things suffer without putting up a fight, it don't take but one man. Look what Jesus did. One man died for the entire universe, those who were here and those who hadn't gotten here yet. And he did, So he died. And then he died, and there's a lot of people who haven't been born as of yet today, but they are going to be born. So all that he has done, these people are going to benefit from it once they come into the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Hey, but we got to get on our job. We got to do it. We got to pray. Hallelujah. We must pray. My God, we must pray. My God, mercy with the human need. Ezekiel, Judah was all that remained of God's vineyard. Hallelujah. His chosen people. My. Chosen. We have been chosen. Some of us were called. someone chosen. Either way, it's been done. We must pray. We must pray. Hallelujah. Amen. In order to wait to do the work for God, we must be saved. Amen. Romans 10 and 9 tells us all about that. My God, so let us do what the word say do. If you confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, then you're saved. We're talking about Jesus, who was raised from the dead. If he just had died and then rise up, we'd be in bad shape. But he's risen. And we just celebrated all that just so we could go. He wants us to tell the dying world, men, women, boys, and girls, that God is a savior. He is a provider. He is our shield and buckler. He is our strong tower. He's a fortress. He's a burden lifter. He's a burden barrier. Hallelujah. He carried our armor. He carried our infirmities to the cross. He died for you and I. My Jesus. He did it all for us. And we seem like we don't want to. We complain. We're not appreciative. We're not grateful. But he died. He left a legacy here. And we must build on that. Hallelujah. My Jesus, so let us remember God is a good God. Psalms 107 and 20 tells us that God sent his word and healed. You have always got the person in the hand. He can send the word. We may hope in the name of Jesus. I command your body to function the way God intended to function. To be in good health. I don't see, Kenneth, that every organ in your body will function the way God intended to function. And there will be no malfunction in your body in the name of Jesus. We got to quote these scriptures. Quote these scriptures. Quote them. You're healed. Lord, I thank you for healing me. Thank you for healing me. According to Isaiah 53:5-6 and 1 Peter 2:24, healing is a fact as far as God is concerned. It belongs to us because healing was in the atonement. No atonement, no bloodshed, there's nothing.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Our confession and the word of God calls for healing, which is already ours, but is not in manifestation in our bodies. So you got to say it until it manifests itself into your body. Hallelujah. Got to confess it. We must confess it. Until you can feel a change in your physical body. You must confess it. You must confess it. Hallelujah. Amen. The man, Father, has done, amen, a great work for us, and we must continue that. Amen. I'm going to read this and I'm going to quit. The word of God, God's medicine, to be spoken by mouth 3 times a day. Until faith comes, then once a day to maintain faith. If circumstances grows worse, double the dosage. There are no harmful side effects in quoting scriptures. Quote them out loud. Quote them out. When your body can hear, your immune system can hear that saying, I'm healed. Your immune system must hear, I am healed. I do not have diabetes. I'm healed. There's no glaucoma or cataracts. I'm healed. You must quote these. Your immune system must hear this. Your immune system hears when you speak negative. So instead of speaking negative or talking negative, speak positive. The word is positive. The word is not negative. Hallelujah. And we are grateful for you who listen. Amen. This is Pastor Franklin Goblin, Minister of Glory of God here in Miami, Florida, Another National Christian Center, Sunday morning manna. We're going to give you, hallelujah, my goodness, my goodness. We're going to give you, we're going to make an altar call. Then we're going to quit. Hallelujah. I'm so happy. 10:9 says that if you confess with your mouth, no matter what you've done, it doesn't matter how long you've been doing it, or how long you've done it. Hallelujah. Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. But with the heart, one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Hallelujah. You are saved if you've done all this. You are saved. You are saved. S-A-V-E-D. You are saved. You are saved. You are saved. You are a believer now. You are a brother. You are a sister. You are a child of the King. You are in the kingdom of God. And he's standing there. And all the heaven is rejoicing. Because you've given your life to him. Hallelujah. Into the hands of Apostle Aaron.
Amen. God bless everybody. Everybody, God bless everybody on this morning. We thank everybody for tuning in live on the air. Amen. Love and Action Christian Center. Amen. Under the leadership of the Honorable, amen, Pastor Franklin Goffin. And let the Lady Gloria Goffin on today. Amen. For those who are in need of a church home, amen, feel free to connect. Amen. They're here every Sunday at 11 o'clock and every Tuesday night Bible study. So if you need a good foundational teaching, I encourage you guys to come in, amen, and fellowship with them. Amen. You need to be in a church where there's functionable. You need to be in a ministry that is growth. You need to be in a ministry that is rooted and grounded in the Word of God. And it's time out for the church sugarcoating things. Amen. And we thank God for that, for the four of them. Amen. They have truly have worked hard. Amen. To the point now that we are in 89 countries officially today. 89 countries today. So we're excited about what God is getting ready to do. So for those who in need of a church home down in the area of Miami, Florida, even if you're in Hollywood, it's close enough. You can get there. All right. They will greet you with loving arms. They will greet you, amen, on today. So for those who need that training, please, so ever will, connect with them. Amen. We have their credentials down below. For those who want to sow in a seed, I'm going to put it up. Those who want to sow a seed into the ministry, amen, the Love and Action Christian Center. You look on the Cash App, it'll say Franklin Goffin. Amen. And you will see it. It says Cash App Franklin 1943. Sow into the ministry. Here is the link here above the screen on this morning. So for those who want to sow in directly into the ministry of Love and Action Christian Center. Remember, those who want to sow their tithes, they can sow their tithes. Find a home. Find a church home. And I'm not talking about a building. And we're talking about a church that is really the church. You can each be a building. A building can be all this, all it can. It says the Spirit says where the Spirit is, there is liberty. There is liberty, there is freedom. The church starts in within you. But when you enter into the building, then the building shifts because you are the church. Starts out with you. So for those who are coming in throughout the week, we have up on the screen, all you have to do is snap your camera. And it'll take you right to Cash App for them. Amen. For those who are sowing a seed today. Sow a seed today. Amen. Tuesdays. Amen. At 7:30. Amen. At 11 o'clock. Amen. At 11 o'clock every Sunday morning. So for those who are looking for, amen, we're presenting it to you today. Amen. If you don't know Christ, your personal Savior, he went ahead and did the altar call. So for those who are there, I want y'all to support. One thing I believe in is supporting each other ministries. You support the ministry so the ministries can grow. And by us running multiple ministries, it can be a challenge. But because each ministry is very different and very intricate, we grow. That's how the network is growing, through fellowship. It's growing through fellowship. So listen, if you're looking forward, amen, connect with them. Franklin Goffin's on Facebook. Come and connect with them. All right. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And I'm going to turn this back over to the man of God on this morning. God bless you.
Alive, this is Pastor Franklin Goffin here in Miami, Florida, with Minister Gloria Goffin, Love and Action Christian Center, in the morning, man. Yes, I'm going to shout out to Yakubo Sneaky
Ashes.
We're praying, hallelujah, my Sneaky Rumo, how I see you. For the whole world, praying for all 89 countries. We're praying for Amashi, for Israel. We're praying for Ukraine. We're praying for the third world countries. Libya, Shakabasi, those that are in need of finance. Libya, Kadala, Bakusa. We bind the spirit of poverty.
Come on.
We lose the spirit of prosperity in the name of Jesus. Shiki, oh, Shakabasi.
Have your way, Holy Ghost.
I'm buying it up in the name of Jesus. And I command, and I'm a hush, the money to come forth. A lot of them have given to that God will send somebody, give unto your bosom. And you find things with God and with man. I'm not shitting your content of the heart. I pray for doors to open, and they are where you can be blessed. And I'm a coach, Peter. I pray that the door that's open, that should be open. I pray that they be closed in the name of Jesus. Get it in your God. Right doors, let us seek you. Let us meet people, God, who could take us to another level.
Lama
Kalaleo, Lama Kobo, see, in the name of Jesus, Lama, see, I pray for everyone who's listening this morning, Yamakaya, that you would touch their physical bodies. We pray, God, Yamahaya, seek you, Romaha, touch their minds, Lama Kobo, seek you, and Yasir. I come against every evil spirit, Lama, see, that. Spirit of hatred, the spirit of murder, the spirit of rape, not out of my higher, the spirit of disaccord, in the name of Jesus, spirit of rebellion, spirit of seduction, thunder of the spirit of divination, spirit of deceit, lay on my higher, spirit of lies, get it in your conduct, spirit of manipulation, spirit of control, spirit of Jezebel. Spirit of Herodias, spirit of Messiah, Yama She Kero Mahaya, Niasi, Yamaha, spirit of Delilah. In the name of Jesus, O Kaya Sia, Mama Colon of a Kasi Kiria Sunda, yes, I was shilling the Kuna. Let me see, Kiamaha. Lord, we pray that your will be done today, God, in the name of Jesus. You do your word, that people will be saved. People will be delivered and set free from drugs and alcohol. And they are Mahai, they are Siki and Mahai. Getting out from lust, they are Mahai. The Moki Siki and Mahai. From pornography, Lydia Moko Siki and Mahai. Yakaba Siki and from adultery, fornication, the Mahai Siri and Mahosa. Yak, Shady and Sala Lamakosa. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, we pray. And we thank you, Lord, for what you've done and what you're about to do. Lord, we give you praise and give you glory. Amen. Hallelujah. We love you. We appreciate you. We thank you again. And we'll continue to pray for you and your family that God will ever continue to bless you and give you your heart's desire. Mama Mokosha, Lama High, in the will of God. Lord, we thank you. Amen. We say goodbye. Y'all come back for Sunday Night Rock. And let me tell you, WAW, for our own, and all this. And I come on out, because it's raw, R-A-W. Come on out. We got to teach you that. You'll knock your socks off. If you got it, even then your boy got to go. So come on back tonight for raw, live, tonight, live. I mean, it's cut that stuff. It's just like live. Live, eat your stuff. You don't be saying that no more. But you know, come on. The raw will mess you up. And fix you.
Hallelujah.
You used to think and fix you up for the way you should be. Y'all come. Apostle Erica Robinson, doing it live. Doing it live. Come on now. Bring some people with you. Amen. Bring your mama, your daddy.
Come on, Pastor.
Bring all of them.
Amen. God bless everybody on today. Amen. We're looking forward to see you tonight. Amen. Have a wonderful day and be blessed.
Party conference.